learning English.
The wills and letters that accompany them give a picture of the lives and loves of some of the millions of soldiers who served in the First World War. They tell of the family and friends that the men at the front had left behind. The following are extracts from those written by Privates Harry Lewis Lincoln and Joseph Wichburn.
My dearest Clara, I have been expecting a letter from you. I expect you thought I might not get it, but you can always write to the last address. It will always find me, dear Clara.
If I get killed in active service, there will be a medal for me somewhere, and I hope you will try to get it and keep it for the boy to wear when he grows up.
Historian Peter Simpkins describes his emotion on locating through the archive the will of his great-uncle Frank Hill, who went missing on the Gallipoli Peninsula in Turkey in 1918.
I was staggered at this, not only at the speed at which it was located and sent to me, but also by the fact that here was something I thought I'd never see.
The British troops kept their wills tucked in their uniforms, inside their pocket service books. Once the men died, the wills were collected by the military authorities. Now, the first batch of some 230,000 of the surviving documents have been digitised and put online. Among other wills that have been made available online are those of a professional footballer and the grandfather of the musician Mick Fleetwood. The wills, which belong to the British state, are being digitised in time for next year's centenary of the start of World War I.